Just a quick note, this episode is a prequel, so it's set about 4 years before the events of season one. It also contains strong language, loud sounds, and material that may not be appropriate for all listeners. Please see the show notes for more information.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go. Dear Rose Boone. Miss Boone. No. Hi, Rose. This is Laura Campbell from Laura Campbell's Paranormal Services. No, too many exclamation marks. Here we go. Okay. Hello, Rose. This is Laura Campbell from Laura Campbell's Paranormal Services. Elizabeth Fink from Southern Oregon University sent me your resume and said that you were interested in helping, joining the team for this project. Please contact me at your earliest convenience. Sincerely, sincerely, Laura Campbell. Okay. Is that too many Laura Campbells? No. Yeah. Okay.
Dear Laura, yes.
Huh?
Sorry, accidentally hit send. Yes, sounds great. Please send info.
Okay.
Sorry, forgot to include updated contact info. Just learned to do emails on my phone. LOL. See below. Rose.
Well, it's not like anyone else applied. Believer, Sun and Moon. Dear Rose, I'm so glad you've decided to assist with this case. I've attached all the details along with a list of supplies that you'll need. The college should have everything available. This case concerns the Corwin Lake House, a small cottage built near Crater Lake in 1919. It was built by Peter Corwin, who died under mysterious circumstances in 2004. His grandnephew, Roger Corwin, inherited the property.
Wow, this place is a disaster. It makes sense why I had to bring all the camping stuff.
The house is in considerable disrepair due to a fire a few years back. Since inheriting it, Roger Corwin has tried to renovate or demolish it a few times. Every time, the contractors he hires have to abandon the job before they can start. Once, there was a full electrical outage and they couldn't operate any equipment. Another crew all contracted the same mystery illness. A third had so many freak accidents on the site that OSHA actually shut them down.
This is going to be awesome. Ugh, this is so much stuff. There's no way I'll use all of this, right?
Local legend says that the place is haunted. There have been a few attempts to investigate or exorcise the place, but they've all failed, and I think I know why.
Guess I should have expected the long packing list when I saw how long her emails were.
Peter Corwin was involved with the Sun and Moon Club, a tiny occult group in Southern Oregon that was loosely related to Aleister Crowley's Order of the Golden Dawn. Please see attached information for Aleister Crowley, occult magician, 1875 to 1947.
Let's hope that wasn't important.
In the 1910s, Crowley attempted something called the Aramelin Operation in a small house near Loch Ness, but the ritual was interrupted. The house has supposedly been haunted ever since. I think something similar happened at the Corwin Lake House.
Wait, how many emails did this lady send me?
See, what the previous investigators missed is that the Sun and Moon Club was obsessed with duality. The idea that everything in the world is composed of both itself and its opposite. Hence, Sun and Moon, representing night and day. Everything comes with an opposite.
Oh my god, it just keeps going.
So if they did their own Abermelin-style ritual, they would have used two locations.
Okay. Screw it.
I found a ley line that runs from Crater Lake through the Oregon Vortex out to the Oregon Caves. The lake is elevated, so its opposite must be a source of water that's underground, right? Well, the Oregon Caves were made by an underground river. Therefore, we need investigators at both locations. You'll go to Corwin Lake House. I'll go to the Oregon Caves. I think I found a cave that mirrors the layout of Corwin Lake House. We'll each stay the night at our investigation sites and share the data. Together, I think we can figure this out.
So, I guess I'll sleep on the least charred part of the floor.
Since cell reception is an issue, please see the attached schedule for regular check-ins. At those times, get to a place with cell and internet so that we can sync our data. It's vital that we use the same instruments in the same way so all the data matches up. Please see attached layout for where to place the following items. EVP machine for capturing electronic voice phenomena. Continually scans radio waves for unexplained sounds.
Oh, fancy radio.
Infrared thermometer. Please scan regularly for cold spots.
44 degrees. Or should I do it in Celsius? 7 degrees. This whole place is a cold spot.
Most important is the EMF machine. The one I use is slightly larger than usual. This is crucial for early detection of paranormal phenomena, so please treat it with care.
Probably shouldn't have dropped it.
Finally, please leave a recorder running at all times for record-keeping purposes.
Oh, right. Testing. Testing. This is Rose Boone, ready for a creepy weekend at a burnt-out cabin. Over.
Ready for a creepy weekend at a burnt-out cabin.
Great. Okay. Rose Boone, Corwin Lake House, day one. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning. Current temperature reading at 7 degrees Celsius. Pretty standard for this time of year. This place is barely standing. Everything is covered in ash. There are big gaps in all the walls and ceilings. Most of the furniture is gone. It is pretty, though. You can just see the lake from the window. Well, it's a gaping hole, really, but I think it used to be a window. This place feels ready. It's quiet, but there's definitely some kind of energy here. It's like it's been waiting for me. Well, I'm here. Come out, whatever you are. I'm ready too.
Thanks for setting this up, Ranger Nick.
Can we just stick with Nick?
In that uniform? Never.
You parked where I told you, right?
At a random turnout, like 2 miles from here? Yes. Do you need me to go back and cover it with camo netting or something?
Laura, nobody can know you're here.
I'm aware.
Like, really?
Nick, this is huge for me, you know? If I'm right about this, it's a totally unexplored paranormal phenomenon. Accurate data is crucial.
I thought you were working with someone on this.
Yeah, a student from SOU, Rose something.
You like her? Like, is she good at ghost stuff?
Oh, I think so. We've just had the one video chat interview thing. She's one of those girls who's, like, annoyingly pretty, you know?
Uh-huh.
No, not like that. I just mean she's, like, you know the type?
Really pretty but straight?
No! Though, probably. She wears a cross. No, just, like, you know when you meet people and it's, like, you know they experience the world totally differently from you just because they look like that?
Oh, yeah. I know all about that. She's good, though? Knows about caving safety?
Oh, she's not going in the caves. I sent her to the lake house. I couldn't ask some psych student to crawl down a dark hole for me.
Should have figured. You have to be practically married before you let someone into your hole.
Hey!
Oh, Nick, I really like this person, but we've been on 27 dates. Is that moving too fast if I kiss her cheek?
I hate you.
Then stop calling me.
No, I'm gonna call you more. It's the only way you'll learn. So that's it, huh?
That's the entrance.
It's small.
Which is fine, right? Because you're not claustrophobic.
No, of course not.
And you've got gear, rope, lights, coveralls?
Rope, lights, machines, sleeping bag.
You're not seriously gonna sleep down there, are you?
Nick, I have to. Just trust me.
Because there's a reason we don't include these caves in any of the tours. Like, you can't even book a private excursion here.
I know. It'll be fine.
Here. Take my radio, in case you have an emergency.
But won't you get in trouble if they hear me on the radio?
Yes, so don't have an emergency.
Got it.
Just leave it off unless you need it. Please?
I love it when I get to see your gooey center.
Yeah, I'm leaving. Stay safe.
Roger, Roger, Ranger Nick.
That was tight. Okay. Recorder and... Laura Campbell, official log, March 16th, 2014, approximately 10:14 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I am inside the cave. The entrance is tight, a real squeeze. Possible support for a birth canal metaphor. Currently breaking glow sticks for more light. Exact measurements recorded separately, but should be similar in size to the main room in the Corwin Lakehouse plans. It's dark. Like, really dark. I mean, you know it's gonna be dark in an underground cave, but... wow. Okay, let me get some initial readings. EVP has no signal, as expected. EMF also reading at near zero. 7 degrees Celsius. A detailed temperature map will be included in the final packet, but this is standard year-round in the caves. Is there anyone here? Any entity? Any spirit? If there is anyone here, I'd like to know more about you. This is a highly tuned, sensitive device you can use to communicate with me, if you choose. Just press this button for yes, and this button for no. If you want to talk, please hit either button 3 times. Okay? Okay. Well, I'm here if you want to talk. I'm going to set up camp over there. And then I guess I'll just wait.
It has been 2 hours. No ghosts. It's nice up here, though. Nature. I think I hear a blue jay. I know. Let's try a tarot read. Oh, I left my cross in the car. Just, you know, in case. But you didn't say anything about personal items, and I just started learning to do this, so I thought, well, it's all getting recorded. Okay, Lake House, tell me about yourself. Oh, the Empress, the Moon, and the Hanged Man. So we have Mother Earth, the element of illusion and intuition, and a man who waits to change his point of view. So that could mean... let me look it up. Hello? Oh, Mom. No, I can't talk now. I'm working. It's a job, Mom. What do you think? I know what Dad said, but you know, what if the youth ministry does it without me this year? They'll be fine, Mom. Those kids don't care what I think. Come on, it's one church trip. It's not like I'm trying to conjure the... well... oh my God, I can spend one spring break away from home. Besides, they need me here. You know, the girl running this thing is, she's actually pretty cool. A little uptight, but... no, I broke up with Sandra over a month ago. Well, that's going to be pretty hard, Mom, because as I have told you, I only date women. Okay, well, I've got a... the reception here is... ugh! Oh no, the call dropped. Wait, this thing was on that whole... Shit.
Hello? Rose?
Hey! Is your camera off?
Oh, sorry, let me just...
Oh, there you... No, now the screen's frozen.
Yeah, the reception is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not great here either.
Everything okay at the lake house?
Yeah, I drove right up. Are you at the cave? You look...
What?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, you have to crawl through the mud to get in and out of the cave.
I see. Well, the cabin is barely standing. I don't know why anyone's worried about a construction crew when it's literally about to fall over.
Well, you know, there's debris and...
Okay, yes, I know they need to have professionals do it. I was making a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's actually really cool up here. There's an energy to it, you know? It just feels so alive. There's definitely a presence here.
Have you seen anything?
No, it's just a feeling. So what is this thing anyway? You said something about... Binding demons?
Well, that's what the original ritual calls for. You have to bind the 12 dukes and kings of hell before your guardian angel will appear.
Okay, but it's not really like a demon, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
I mean, I think the Sun and Moon Club, that's the one Peter Corwin was a part of. I think they were trying to do something different. I only found a couple snippets of things, but they seem to talk about it in terms of a birth.
So, it's a baby demon.
Well, demon is kind of a loaded term.
Right.
But you should be fine. You put up the seals and signs I gave you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
It's in the binder. You went through the whole binder, right? And the PowerPoint presentation?
Yeah, of course I have the binder. It's very comprehensive.
Well, this is kind of my first big case. I just want to make sure I covered everything.
Sure. But, what do you want to actually, do?
What?
Like, are we trying to exercise this thing, or is it just research? If I make contact with this thing, what should I say?
You haven't tried to contact it, have you?
I thought that was why I was here.
Well, first, I want to make sure I have good data.
Can't demons look like any kind of data they want?
So, like I said, demon is kind of a loaded term.
So it seems like the best way is to just talk to it.
Can you do that?
Lara, if you want me to be your partner on this, you're going to have to trust me.
Yeah.
Because that's what you wanted, right? A partner? Because that's what you said in the email and the interview.
Yeah, I do. But, I mean, you know how to use the machines and everything, right?
God. Yes. Okay, I know what I'm doing. Everything is fine.
Okay, well, take a look at the EMF reader because some of the readings you sent over are a little strange.
Huh. Weird.
Well, the connection is probably... So, I should head... What?
Nothing. There's just so much mud on your face.
Okay, well, like I said...
Is it up your nose?
I'll clean up before the next call.
That would help.
It's not really the point, but...
Lara, I'm joking. It's cute.
Oh. Thank you?
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I just gotta go. Wait, you're still recording everything, right?
Oh, shit. The recorder. Sorry for the break in the recording. It, malfunctioned. All good now. I mean, if you knew my mom, you'd... Forget it. All systems reading normal. Nothing to do but wait.
Okay, EMF readings holding steady at almost zero. EVP also picking up zero. Temperature change, none. Just a big, creepy, dark, damp cave. Which is good. This is baseline. If I'm right, things will change soon, which will also be good. Good. Probably should have brought a chair.
Hello? Hello? Anybody here? Yeah. Oh, tarot cards. Now where were we? Okay, spirit, baby demon, tell me what you are. Hey! Ugh, damn it, let me just... Wait.
Rose Boone, Corwin Lake House, 2:13 p.m. I just dropped my deck of Rider-Waite tarot cards. They all landed face down except for one. The devil.
I'm in a cave. I'm in a cave. I'm in a cave. I'm in a cave trying to meditate. Do, do, do. Was that the yes-no box? Beep three times to... Oh my god.
Okay. Okay, the devil card doesn't really mean the devil. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. It's not like, here. There. Okay. Number 15. The devil. Addiction, attachment, the shadow self can also indicate duality as it depicts a man and a woman chained to the devil's pedestal. Well, that doesn't really help. While the man and woman are chained, a close examination reveals the chains are loose around their necks. They can escape any time they choose. However, the longer they stay, the more like the devil they become. Spirit of the house? Is that you? Hello?
All right, okay. Press that button, the high tone, for yes, and the low tone for no, okay? Okay. Yes! Oh my god! Okay, recording's on. Let's talk. are you the one who is dead? Low tone. No. So are you alive? Do you know that the low tone means no? Sorry, was that rude? Wait, don't... Are you neither alive nor dead? Do you want to be alive? Do you need my help? Okay, wait, I forgot a question. Do you mean me harm? Listen, if I offended you somehow, Are you still there? Okay. Good data.
It is you. Spirit, please. You can talk to me. What if we try the cards again? Here, tell me what you want. The Fool, the Sun, the Moon. The Sun and Moon Club? Okay. I'll help you. I'm here to help you. Spirit, I'll help you. It'll be okay.
Hi.
I think I talked to it.
Me too.
Really?
Simultaneous phenomena. Oh, this could be huge.
Yeah, I was doing this tarot read.
Wait, what? We didn't talk about tarot.
And this wind picked up, right? Just whoosh, running through the whole place because of the gaps in the walls, right? And it just scattered my tarot deck.
See, but that's adding divination techniques to just one half of the experiment.
Except this one card. The devil. Did you hear me? Is this thing breaking up?
Yeah, just, this is a major variable I didn't account for.
Oh my god, Lara, I'm telling you, I talked to a ghost.
That claimed to be the devil?
No, it's the devil card. Do you not know tarot? The actual meaning is much more complex.
Just put it in the report, please.
I just thought I'd try something. I mean, there's nothing to do, and after the EMF reader broke, I figured...
Wait, what?
Oh...
The EMF reader is broken?
Something happened in transit.
Wait, So it's been broken all day? You have no readings from the lake house at all.
I did all the other things.
EMF is the most reliable measurement tool in the industry. I can't believe...
Look, it was an accident, okay? And we both communicated with spirits anyway today, right? I mean, what happened to you in the cave?
Listen, it's getting dark soon, and this thing will likely be most active at night.
Lara?
It's fine. We'll just record everything and figure it out later. Make sure you have the wards up that I gave you from the binder.
Shouldn't I know what happened on your end?
We won't have any check-ins overnight because it's too disruptive to get a signal, so we have to make sure we're on the same page now.
I have the binder.
Okay, just... We don't know what this thing is or what it wants. It could be dangerous.
It didn't feel dangerous to me. More like desperate.
Desperate things can be dangerous.
I think it just wants our help.
Well, I think we should be careful and not mess up the data with a bunch of unplanned experiments. Okay?
Okay.
Talk to you in the morning.
Looking forward to it.
It's after 11:15 p.m. No activity so far. I don't know why I'm whispering. It's just so quiet. And dark. Very dark. Oppressive dark. I keep reminding myself that I can breathe. There's no difference between day and night down here. It's just... I didn't know it could be too dark to sleep, you know? Glad I brought some extra lights. Oh my god! Oh! Never mind. I thought I saw... nothing. Never mind. I should try to sleep.
I just had this dream. God, it was so real. I was walking in this long, flat desert. No trees, no plants, no life, just silver sand, as far as I could see. But there were stars, not like stars we have here. These were huge, all different colors, bright and dancing. They were so... I felt like I could see forever. Like, if I looked up into those stars, I'd see everything. And as I looked at them, I thought I could hear this song. I could hear the stars sing. But then there was something else in the desert. It was there, but also not there. Like an anti-presence. It had arms that twisted in all directions, and at the center, just this infinite darkness. But it wasn't scary. It was joyful, comforting. I was so happy to see it. It told me to open my mouth, and then it reached out, and I sang it, too. I sang with the stars. And then it said something. Shit, I can't remember. It was important. It said something, and then it said, "Look behind you."
What happened to the lights? Okay. Ooh. What was that? Is someone there? I'm going crazy. I had some kind of really weird dream, I think. I can't remember. Hello? Is that you?
Oh, God. I gotta get all the lights back on. Maybe the duration on them wasn't... Okay, and I need to calibrate that thing. Oh. Sorry, I... Okay, I'm sorry, I doubted you. Let's talk.
You're here.
Yes.
You can speak. Was that you? In my dream?
Rose, no time.
How do you know my name?
I want to be.
To be what? What are you?
Not alive, not dead, is excruciating. I want to be.
What do you need?
A vessel.
A body?
A vessel to carry us to each other.
Like a jug?
We are in pieces. Two halves different, but the same.
Your other half, is it in the cave?
No time, Rose. No time.
Wait. Tell me what to do.
I must go rest. No time.
No. Don't go. Hello? Come back. Hello? The recorder. What?
How do you know my name?
No!
What?
No.
Do you need...
Shit!
Body?
Shit! Yeah. Why don't any of these stupid machines work? Lara's gonna kill me.
Are you trying to play? Is this a game? Okay. That's enough. Wait. What? Was that a dream? Oh, Jesus, it's cold. How'd I even get out of the sleeping bag? Ugh! Cave crickets. Ugh! Gross! Ugh! Guess I'm awake now. Maybe the machine's got something.
Morning. Looks like you had an interesting night, too.
I spoke to it. Again. But for real, this time.
What?
It appeared. Kind of. It knew my name.
It spoke? Words?
Yeah. It says it wants to be reunited with its other half.
Rose, that's incredible. Can you send me the recording?
Well, the recorder didn't pick it up.
What?
It's just my voice for some reason.
And I'm guessing the EMF is still broken.
Well...
So there's no proof.
I'm telling you what happened. Isn't that enough?
Well, what did it say?
It said there's no time, and it needs a vessel to carry it to its other half.
A vessel? What, like a jug?
I'm not sure. It said that it's half born, not alive, and not dead. It hates it, being halfway.
So I was right. About the Sun and Moon Club, they were trying to birth a new entity. Rose, this is amazing.
Yeah.
What is it?
I was just thinking, do you know the origin of love?
Oh, that's a deep question.
No, it's a story from Plato, writing about Aristophanes. It says that originally, all humans were made up of two parts. Two people fused together. Four hands, four feet, two heads, and they were different genders. Like, some of them were two male halves, and some two female halves.
some one of each, every combination.
Right.
Anyway, the gods got mad at them for some reason, I can't remember, and they split them all in half. And that's what humans are now. We're incomplete, walking around, looking for the other halves of ourselves. And when two pieces find each other, they know real happiness. Completion.
Huh.
I don't know, this just reminded me of it.
Two halves that make up one whole.
What do you think this thing is, once it's put back together?
I don't know. I don't know if we should find out. Listen, I'm sorry about before, yesterday, the yelling. I should have been more of a partner.
Yeah.
It's just that you're so... And I'm so... So it's just like... You know?
No?
Sorry, nothing. I'm tired. I had this dream.
Me too.
It was terrifying.
Oh. Mine was beautiful.
I think this thing... I don't think its intentions are good.
Why? What did it say to you?
It didn't use words. It was more of a feeling. I'm thinking we should prepare a banishing ritual, just in case.
What? No!
Just in case!
That's not what it wants.
I don't think we should do what it wants.
It wants to be born. It lives in agony. Excruciating, it said.
Rose, if it can speak, it can lie. This is really dangerous.
Well, I think we have to take a chance here.
How about this? We'll gather materials for a ritual, see what other information we can get. We can regroup around noon and decide what to do then.
What do we have to do?
We each need to find four objects that represent each of the four classical elements. Earth, fire, water, air, and some kind of vessel to hold each one.
That's what the spirit wanted. A vessel.
So we're on the right track, then. After that, you need some kind of oil to anoint yourself with. Pretty much any kind of water or oil should work.
I might actually have something for that. My parents do this kind of faith healing thing.
Oh, your parents are like preachers?
Yeah, I'm a lesbian psychic with a preacher dad. Can we move along?
Oh, I didn't...
Can we hurry this along? I think there's a storm coming and the reception's about to get even worse.
Right, okay. Next you draw a pentagram on the floor.
A pentagram? Aren't those satanic?
As much as tarot is satanic.
Makes sense, I guess.
Storm's on my end, too.
Interesting. Okay, what's next?
You set a strong intention and ask the spirit to leave.
Like, is there an incantation, or do we just say, like, please leave?
Listen, the storm is getting... Can we talk about it later?
What?
Just get what you can. Noon, okay?
What? You're breaking up.
We'll talk at noon.
Okay. If we can... I'm sure. Okay?
I'm not...
Okay. So, vessels. I wonder if there are any old vases or something in here. Empty. Empty. Oh! Jars and wine glasses. That'll work. As long as it's not too... Ow! Shit. Now I'm bleeding.
This is he that came by water and blood. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the spirit that bears...
I mean, that thing just scans channels randomly, right?
That which
That's
is born
not...
of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
Is that you? Spirit? Is that how you speak during the day? Flesh and blood.
Okay, for the record... Gathering elements for a potential banishing ritual. I set out a tray to catch some rain for water. I'm gonna grab some earth right from outside the opening to help lure the spirit out there. I don't want to light a fire in there, but hopefully an orange glow stick will work. Air is a little tricky, but I was thinking bird feathers. Now let me just see if... I gotta set this down.
Okay. Jackpot. Gah! Whoa.
Stellar Jays are excellent mimics.
Oh, the walkie.
Oh yeah, so they copy other birds, construction noises, pretty much anything they hear often enough.
I thought this was off.
Yeah.
Oh. It is off. Okay, so that was weird.
Okay. Jara rocks for Earth. Electronics moved away from the leaky spots in the roof. Microphone still on. This thing has, like, forever batteries. Water. That works. For the record, I bandaged my hand. Although I wonder if... No. No. Using blood to summon an unknown spiritual entity seems... unwise.
Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in...
What do you need? Wait. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Tell me what
Spirit.
To do. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to
this
do.
This is tell scaring me.
And there's the pentagram. Okay. Dirt for earth, rain for water, light for fire, feather for air. Prepped some oil earlier, so that's on standby. Walkie-talkie still off. So that's everything. Oh, recorder's still running. Everything is set up for the ritual. I'm just waiting for my next check-in call with Rose in a few minutes. Hopefully we can pull this off. You know, she could be right. About the spirit. It might be benign. I could always try to connect with it somehow, I guess. See what I can find out. I'm not psychic, but sometimes I get feelings. Okay, spirit, half spirit. I'm open. Tell me what you are.
Ah, my hand. I'm trying to help you.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How are you doing this?
Laptop. Gotta call Lara.
Okay, video call Lara. No, no. Come on.
Well, that was a waste of time. Or it was peaceful. Guess it depends on the interpretation. Rose?
Lara? It's not what we thought. Laura, you need to run.
Rose? Rose! Oh my god, maybe if I go back in and do the ritual. Whoa! The entrance. It's... totally collapsed. Okay. For the record, the entrance tunnel has collapsed. Rose is... something's happening at the lake house. If it needs both of us to end this, then I need to get back inside. I think I have an alternate way in. Those bats get out somehow, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm going in.
Laura? Laura!
That which is born of
no
pleasure.
You can't talk to me. You don't get to do this. Laura said it's about intention. Okay. Well, I intend for you to leave. Okay. It's a little bit tight, but I can do it. I just need to. Shit. That was my light. Oh, shit. Okay. I just need to reach into my bag for. I don't have my bag. Okay. Okay. I can do this. I can climb in the dark, right? It's the exact same as the light, except you don't know what things are. Which is fine. Oh, God, why is everything wet? Okay. Old MacDonald had a cave. E-I-E-I. Ow! Okay. And in this cave she had a... squeeze. E-I-E-I-O. With a... ow! Okay. And, twist. There. Here a rock, there a rock. Everything's just rocks. Okay, let me just... Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. No. It's fine. I'm not stuck. I just need to twist my hips that way and put my shoulders through. It's fine. I'll just crawl back. Oh, God, it's so dark. Okay, so that doesn't work either. The walkie. Oh, my God, for emergencies. If I can just get my hand back to... okay. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Over. Hello? Anyone? Help.
Please go away. Please go away. Please go away.
Keep this up and I'll stop saying please.
Come on, Laura. I need you.
Hello? Hello? Is someone there?
Come on, Laura.
Rose?
I need you.
Hello? Okay. Okay. I can do this. I have to do this. So... just listen. Don't force it. Deep breath. Oh, it's working!
Spirit. You want me to connect? Let's connect. And then you need to go.
Go away. Go away. Go away. You want to burn the house down? Fine. Just get the fuck out.
Okay, I get it. You're half here. It hurts. I hurt. So just go. Be with your other half, whatever. Just get out of here. Oh, for fuck's sake, just go.
Go
away. Spirit? Are you there?
Do you hear me? Just go!
Oh my god. It worked. Now I should go.
Laura? Laura! Oh my god.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Is that the Corwin house?
Oh, yeah. Firefighters are on it, but I don't think Mr. Corwin has to worry about demolition anymore.
And all the equipment's inside? I am in so much trouble.
You're in trouble.
Who's that?
Oh, I had to call a friend to get me out.
You think we're still friends after this?
He's fine.
Listen, Laura, I'm just so glad you're okay.
Yeah, you too. It's weird. When I was in the cave, I thought I heard you. Is that weird?
No, I know what you mean. It was like you were here with me.
Listen, I'm sorry about...
do you want to meet up sometime? Talk about all this?
Oh, yeah, like a debrief kind of thing, or...
I was thinking, like, pizza, or...
Oh, yeah,
Unless you're vegan, though. There's a great vegan place in Ashland.
That would be... Yes. Yes, we should do that.
Seriously? You're doing this right now?
Shush!
Okay, I think I need to give someone a statement or something.
Yeah, I should go too.
Okay.
I'll call you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like that.
Oh my god.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah.
What happened in there?
It was amazing.
Great. Now get out of my damn park.
Roger, Roger, Ranger Nick. Oh, okay, I might have cracked some ribs.
Thank you for listening to our special Halloween episode. This one was a real adventure to make, and I really appreciate you tuning in to listen. I also continue to appreciate all the reviews, tweets, comments, and other support and engagement for this show. It really means a lot. This episode was written, directed, and produced by Julie Saunders. That's me. And features the voice talents of Mara Hernandez, John Gifford, and Julie Saunders. Sound designed by David Weaver and... Julie Saunders. This show is currently self-funded, and it's been a tough year for me as well as I'm sure for many of you. So if you're in a position to do so, your financial support would go a long way. Subscribe monthly on Patreon for access to rewards, perks, and inside information about the show. For more information about that, go to patreon.com/believerpodcast. That's patreon.com/believerpodcast. You can also purchase t-shirts, stickers, or other merchandise at our TeePublic site, which is linked in the show notes. New episodes are coming soon. Until then, if you're working in your lab late one night, your eyes behold a terrible sight, don't worry. It's just the mash. I mean the monster mash. After all, it was a graveyard smash. Happy Halloween. Bye now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.